MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 19, 2025. Gloucester's loss is Danvers' gain. Area VA clinic still in business. Partly cloudy, mid to upper 40s today. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:34 p.m. Buck Anderson reports in the Salem News there was a list of items on Tuesday night's agenda for the Danvers Select Board, but the one attracting the most attention was the vote to decide the next town manager. The two remaining finalists, out of an original field of 31, were Jill Cahill, who has served 3 years as Gloucester's chief administrative officer, and Sean Fitzgerald, who served 7 years as the Swampscott's town administrator. Tuesday night, the Danvers Select Board voted unanimously in favor of Cahill as the new town manager. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, more than 100 veterans packed the Captor Lester S. Wass American Legion Post 3 Hall on Washington Street Tuesday in Gloucester for a veteran town hall to hear an update on the future of the Gloucester VA Clinic, which according to Veterans Affairs officials may be looking up. The standing room only crowd of men and women, many of them older, heard from the acting director of the VA Bedford Healthcare System that the lease for the clinic at 199 Main Street in Gloucester is being renewed, and a new provider should be in place by the summer. The clinic serves 1,155 veterans in the region. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
One of the most dangerous intersections in Gloucester is at Washington Street and Centennial Avenue, that it's also the location of one of the city's most popular restaurants, George's Restaurant and Bar. At the most recent city council meeting, streamed by 1623 Studios, Zorba Kinnickstein, one of the owners of the restaurant, offered a suggestion for the council to consider.
Even with all the parking restrictions, there are frequent accidents on this corner because it is a blind corner. You cannot see around the corner until you pull into the intersection, to the point that you are obstructing traffic. There is no safe way to do it. I watch cars all day pull further and further out. Anyone who drives down Washington Street is always on high alert going by Centennial because you're expecting a car to pull out at you. I request that we do the 20-foot regulation, if that's what you guys want to do as a requirement for the state for those two parking spaces. But my solution is that we change Centennial to a one-way on the end. Kent Circle was changed from a two-way to a one-way, and that has absolutely made it more dangerous to enter Essex Ave from Western Ave. This would be an opportunity to make an intersection far safer, and we could also add a crosswalk if there was no right turn exiting Centennial, which would make it safer for the tens of thousands of people that are crossing Washington Street right now.
That's George's Restaurant co-owner Zorba Kinnickstein. The entire Gloucester City Council meeting can be viewed at 1623studios.org. And Caroline Enos writes in the Salem News, Ryan Melville will not seek another term as an at-large city councilor in Peabody. The 39-year-old Melville made the announcement at Thursday city council meeting. He told the Salem News this week that with his job as the deputy executive director of the state's Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission becoming more demanding, he's decided to end his time on the council when he finishes his current term. In North Shore sports, the Northeastern Conference has recognized some of the top performances from the past basketball season. The NEC Boys Coach of the Year is Masconomet's Jacob Morales. The Boys Player of the Year is Beverly's Jacob Class. The NEC Girls Basketball Coach of the Year is Jalen Ahu of Masconomet. And the league's Player of the Year is Peyton Del Blasio of Saugus. High school baseball and softball seasons will start in just about 2 weeks. The Celtics beat the Nets last night without Brown and Tatum, 104-96. Celtics play the Jazz in Utah tomorrow night. Bruins were off last night, and they play on the road tomorrow night against the Golden Knights. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.